We're here with Chris Chantry from Taunton's baseball team. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Now, baseball is not a sport associated much with Taunton.
Well, you'd be surprised if you go back through the history of it. It was actually, I think there are links to Exeter, founding, like, sort of back in the day, so it has got a little bit of a link with the Southwest.
Now, it seems like the big American sports seem to be coming over to England. Any particular reason for this, or is it just always been here, but it's now just being publicised a lot more?
The sport has been here for a number of years. I started sort of 15 to 20 years ago, and there was already a popularity in the sport back then. But I think in the last few years, obviously with NFL doing their London series games, the MLB, Major League Baseball, sort of took the hint that there was a way to make a bit of extra money, so they started theirs last year. So June 13th and 14th they'll have their second London series game between the Cubs and the White Sox.
So they actually come over, the big American teams come over to England, and are they playing like a football stadium or?
Last year the Yankees and Red Sox played two games in June at West Ham's London Stadium. obviously one of those, that a big new stadium, kind of the dimensions will help fit it because of the way they can move the running track around. So they worked out that that'd be a decent venue. But yeah, they've got another one this year, and I think they've booked for another couple of years as well.
Yeah, fair play. Because I've been down to see you guys train.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
I was nearly killed twice, wasn't I?
Well, the less said about the better, probably.
The ball, they're what, do you know what they're made out of? Is it
originally it was a cork interior with a leather outside, skin over the top. I wouldn't be able to tell you what the full composition is nowadays, but it is something similar to that.
It's hard.
Yeah, similar to a cricket ball, I would say, if you're going to link it to something local. Same sort of dimensions.
So when you're actually playing, and obviously I know you've got your first base, second base, third base, and your outfielders who stand there and don't do a lot.
Debatable, yeah, but yeah.
You know, does the balls actually, you know, when you play football and you get hit in the face with a ball, it's going to hurt. Do you get lots of, like, real injuries with these balls? Because they're coming at you at quite a pace.
No, the reason we use the, you've got baseball mitt, basically, on your non-throwing hand. So the whole point would be that you stick that in the way of anything that's about to get hit by the ball. So in theory, it should protect you as much as possible. There are the odd injuries, but in the last, well, we've been playing in Taunton for about 6 years now, and we haven't, touch wood, had any major incidents or
major. Couple of broken fingers. I suppose that's the main common injury, isn't it? The broken hands and fingers.
It's more very bad bruises. Like, you usually find if you get hit by a ball, you have stitch marks for the next couple of days from where it's hit you, and that just sort of, the bruise gets a bit bigger as well.
That doesn't sound like fun. So Taunton's baseball team is Taunton
Muskets,
and regards to how having a baseball team, basically.
As I say, it's been about 6 or 7 years. So we got together in the winter of 2013. A few local people, a few of us that had looked into playing the sport, but there weren't any local teams. And someone that had helped set up a team in Exeter as well. He was looking to find a new venue. And luckily there was, I live in Bridgewater, there was someone from Wellington and someone else from Yeovil. So Taunton seemed the logical choice.
Well, it's centre to everyone, isn't it?
So yeah, and it's the sort of base in the south sort of side of Somerset that you can get a few different towns that wouldn't necessarily support a team on their own, but joined together, there's probably enough people that are interested in the sport that are happy to come along.
So basically it's Taunton Muskets, but they're made out of players that are from all over the rest of locally Somerset.
Yeah, well, since then, there are now teams in, there's a team in Yeovil and a team in Weston as well. So obviously Taunton sort of focuses Bridgewater down to sort of your Tiverton way. We've got players out towards Barnstaple as well. So we're sort of taking this bit, sort of North Devon, South Somerset, as our own little area for the time being.
So who's our local rivals then, if we had to have a rivalry?
Well, this year we're playing in a central division against the Western Jets and Yeovil Whirlwinds.
Western, so, that would be Western Supermare, I presume?
Western Supermare, yeah. So they would be our two local sort of clubs at the moment.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, with I know that Victoria Park has the baseball, is it called a pitch?
Diamond.
The diamond,
yeah.
Get the correct terms. They've got the baseball diamond set up. Now, what was the issue here?
Well, actually, as of a couple of days ago, they were breaking ground on moving the diamond positioning again.
I know they have, because I live just round the corner, and they've actually re-dug it out now. Yeah. So they're making progress.
Yeah. Well, as I say, the new position should have been, they started Tuesday morning, I think, starting in the new position. Basically, it was a bit too far away from the very big fence that is there. And we may have accidentally got very close to the houses on the main road.
Now, you said very close. I've spoken to my neighbours. there was a couple of retiling jobs going on.
Oh, was there? I definitely don't think that had anything to do with
nothing, that. Nothing to do with, nothing to do with the baseball there. So, regards to the team, how good are Taunton Muskets to everyone else around it? Are we a mid-table team, or are we fighting for league championships?
It's difficult to say with our league structure, because it's very much dependent on who you have in the team on that given day. It's not sort of a set squad that will propel you throughout the entire season. You've got to rely on the whole team together. So last year we narrowly missed out on getting into the championships. The year before that we were runners-up basically of the league because we lost in the championship game to Exeter. We have managed to win it a couple of times, and we also took a team with a few other Southwest representatives to a London tournament in Croydon a couple of years ago.
Come on, Croydon.
I managed to win that as well.
So that's my hometown, Croydon, and you know this because when I came down, we actually have a mutual love of the Crystal Palace, don't we?
Well, we do, because I'm also from Croydon area, so
we're taking over.
Yeah.
Right, so if someone wants to get involved, say, you know, someone's at home now listening, going, I fancy having a go at baseball. How do they get in touch, and how do they go about it, basically?
We are across all social media platforms. You'll either find us as Taunton Baseball or Taunton Muskets Baseball. A quick Google search will usually bring us up. I would probably be the one that would end up getting your contact details if you message through things like Facebook or Twitter. We've also got an email, which is tauntonmuskets@gmail.com. Again, that will get you through to me. But yeah, we're quite happy take anyone on, whether they played the game or not before, as long as they're enthusiastic and fancy giving it a go. Quite happily let you have a try.
The only way you're going to try, because I've never played baseball, I remember playing a bit of rounders when I was at school, but baseball's a bit of a, this, you know, people don't know if they don't try.
We have quite a few cricket players that have like do it as a side game because the skill set is very similar, catching and hitting with a bat. It's just the fact that the bat's a different shape, so it's getting used to sort of the way the ball's going to travel.
But if you can hit it, it's a ball and a bat.
As you say, it's very similar to any sort of like even racket sports and stuff like that.
It's hand-eye coordination, isn't it, really?
And we usually say that the swing is very similar to golf as well, so even if you're sort of a keen golfer that fancies a bit of extra exercise running around instead of walking up there.
If you ever saw me play golf, you'll never give me a baseball bat. It's a good walk spoil, that is. Right, so the your training, you train on a Tuesday night?
Yes, we do. Bishop Fox's school from 6 p.m. until 7:30 at the moment. We're in their school sports hall. At the end of March into April, once the clocks change and the weather gets a bit better, that will be Tuesdays from 6 outside on the field, basically until we lose the light.
So someone can just turn up, because obviously you don't want to go out and buy a brand new bat and glove, have a go once and go, oh no, this is not for me.
No, we've got all the equipment you need, so we can provide you with a baseball mitt so you can get used to sort of catching it with a glove instead of bare hands. And then, to be fair, you don't need a bat straight away or at all. To be fair, we've got enough for the club that you can use one of ours. So yeah, everything's provided as long as you come in like decent sportswear and pair of trainers, something like that, then you're fine.
Obviously it's a local sport, it's a bit of a weird one, not like football teams with it's popular. Are you struggling for sponsorship to help raise funds, because it's not cheap to be travelling like the Western and Yeovil, Exeter?
We are predominantly player funded, so there aren't that many grants that we can get access to. We have luckily this season managed to get a donation from Ashford Solicitors, which is a local company in Taunton as well, so they've helped towards training costs and equipment this year, which is a major boost for us. But otherwise, yes, we are mainly player sponsored. So if there is anyone listening that fancies getting their name stuck in Victoria Park every weekend while people play baseball, then they're more than welcome to get in touch as well.
Different variety of sports as well across the county town is brilliant. So what you're doing, because you basically run everything, don't you?
I am a jack of all trades, yeah.
I'm secretary, manager, player.
We have got a full committee, but yeah, I think my official titles are chairman and coach, because I'm the only one at the moment with a coaching qualification for the club as well. So I do a bit of everything where possible.
Well, when does your league actually start? Because I know it's not started yet, because I say it on my... I've been promoting it on my Saturday show. When is your first game of the season?
Our first game is the 19th of April, which will, at the moment, is scheduled to be at Bishop Fox's school.
Just for the record, that's my birthday, okay?
Well, there you go. You can come and celebrate with us. Yeah, we're fine. At the moment, we should be at Bishop Fox's school. the start time would be midday, but that could be subject to change if Victoria Park is up and ready. If the rain holds out for the next month and a half, we should be all right.
Well, you never know with what they're up to over there. There's only two guys doing it. Right, so how long does a normal baseball game last? Is it, you know, if you go and watch the football, you know you're going to be out for 90 minutes.
There is no time limit for our games. So the average is probably about 3 to 4 hours. Basically, our league plays a 7 to 9 inning game, depending on the mercy rule. So a normal game of baseball is 9 innings or 27 outs, basically. So that would be your set guideline. But our league has a mercy rule that if you're ahead by more than 10 runs after 7 innings, then that's the end of the game.
4 hours. Bring your picnic with you. But to be fair, if it's a nice sunny afternoon, and it's a Sunday afternoon, it's nice and sunny, there's nothing wrong with sitting down.
We are very weather dependent. Leather balls don't really react very well in the rain.
I was going to say,
more likely than not, you are going to get a sunny afternoon. And especially at Bishop Foxes, we've got a nice bank that overlooks the side of the pitch as well. So it's a nice area just to come and sit and watch.
Well, there you go. We will talk to you closer to the 19th of April. You'll definitely be coming onto the Saturday show with me. And hopefully we can get some more support there for you.
Yeah, well, that'd be appreciated. And thank you for having us on it.
No, absolute pleasure, Chris. Thank you ever so much for coming in.